علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are in the month of Muharram, especially the first 10 days of Muharram, which are days of extreme grief for the Muslims and for the whole of mankind because of the oppression that was rent upon the purest of people in the universe, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family. And we pray to Allah that He gives us the opportunity to cry and weep in the grief of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are taking inspiration from the servants, from certain sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, through which we can understand these tenets, these principles that make up, this charter that we are talking about, this document, which is a guiding document towards understanding how Imam Ali alayhi salam governed the Islamic system and how the people were expected to act and how they were supposed to be in this system. The sermon that we are discussing presently, it doesn't have a specific name, but it is sermon number 147 in Nahjul Balagha. And we started our discussion regarding the gift of the prophetic message. And we say that the prophets and messengers came to perfect human societies, and that perfection was by exclusive worship of God, to call people towards this important aim, and that is everyone should leave behind everything else in the world and only focus on God's worship. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss about how this message was spread and how it was made to reach the people, and that was through the Holy Quran.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, according to this part of the sermon, which I will read very soon, is Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided the people and made them reach this perfection in the society was through the Holy Quran. So if you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam, as I mentioned in the previous session, he said, وَمِن طَاعَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى طَاعَتِهِ, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the people, invited the people to leave the obedience of the devils and come towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how did he do it? He explains it in this part where he says, بِقُرْآنٍ قَدْ بَيَّنَهُ وَأَحْكَمَهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called the people towards guidance, towards the truth, towards obedience of God and leaving the obedience of the devils through the Quran. Which Quran? The Quran which has been clearly explained and which is firm. Now this is a very important discussion now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding people through the Quran. The Holy Prophet's way of guidance, one of the main tools of guidance, was the Holy Quran. And it was through the Quran that he brought out the people from the darkness of obedience of the devils towards the light of obeying God. Now when we talk about guiding through the Quran, it means that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that this Quran is something which is clear, something which is firm, and therefore it is something that people can easily refer to. It is something that people can understand and act in accordance to. It is accessible for mankind to be able to, progress in their lives. It's not something hidden and confused. It is not, covered in complete confusion, such that we cannot make use of it and take benefit from it as people.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, to add on to that, there are certain people that believe that the Quran cannot be understood, cannot be something that can be made use of by everyone. It is something that is specific to only a certain group of people, and they are the only ones who can understand the Quran, and they are the only ones who can understand how to apply it in their lives. The rest of the people need to refer to those guided people, those special people, to understand the Quran. And some of them say that it is only the Ahlul Bayt or the Imams who understand the Quran fully. And therefore people, when they read the Quran, when lay people read the Quran or try to understand what is in the Quran, they cannot understand the Quran. They are not in a position to make use of the teachings of the Quran. So basically, it's like this, that the Quran becomes like a book which is unusable by mankind unless and until the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam explain it. Therefore, it is as if the Quran is a blank book. It's completely blank. When you open the pages, it's as if it is white. The pages are white completely. And there is no meaning that comes to your mind unless and until the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam come and fill that page with the meanings, with the right meanings. And therefore, that is when the people can understand the Quran. According to this part of Imam Ali alayhi salam's khutbah, this belief is incorrect. It is not true that the Quran is unusable and unconstruable or ununderstandable by people completely. It's not like a blank book for people who are not the Ahlul Bayt, for people who have not reached the level of the Ahlul Bayt. No, that is not true, inshallah. In the next session, I'll try to explain how much people can make use of the Quran and how much they need explanation from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to understand the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه